Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, about one in four people living in Ireland will deal with hay fever. And with symptoms peaking from spring through to about late summer, it can seriously impact daily life, especially for people living in urban areas where pollution may often actually worsen some of your reactions. So we're asking what can be done to better manage hay fever. Joyce Clegg is the CEO of the Allergy Clinic. Joyce is with me in studio for this week's Ask the Expert. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Andrea. Thanks for having me. No worries. Delighted to be here.
Are we in peak hay fever season?
Oh, I'd love to say we're peak, but we're not quite peaked yet. It's kind of it's one of those things that it's you know, it'll keep going. It'll keep going right through spring, through summer, and potentially through autumn. So it's, I can't just say that we're there and we're nearly on our way out. I'd love to, but no, unfortunately not.
What actually is hay fever?
So hay fever is actually medical term allergic rhinitis. So it affects our kind of respiratory airways, our nasal passage, our nose, our eyes, all of the United Airways. And it's an allergy. We're allergic to something that is airborne, which is either grass pollen, tree pollen, moles, dust mites or dander on our pets. So it's effectively anything that we're breathing in. So it's very hard to kind of deter from it or not be involved with it, because it's, you know, it's what we do all day long. Yeah. We breathe in, we breathe out.
Is it genetic?
It can be genetic. It can run through families. As I said, it certainly runs through my own family. On my husband's side, my husband has very bad allergic rhinitis, and so did both of my children, until we developed, you know, we saw treatment for it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The key thing with hay fever or allergic rhinitis is to try and identify exactly what it is that you're allergic to. So it's a very kind of generalized term that's used, that people will say, oh, my hay fever. And at the allergy clinic, we'll say, well, what is it? Is it the grass pollen? Is it the tree pollen? Is it the animals that you're living with? Or is it the, you know, just mold in the house? So people kind of think it's, they have to avoid everything. Where in fact, when they identify exactly what their trigger is or what they're allergic to, they have a much better quality of life.
So you can do that, but it's probably, it's a time consuming enough process to figure that out.
Well, it's an allergy test.
Yeah, simple as that.
So it's as simple as that.
Okay.
So you can be just allergic to grass pollen. So then you can walk through the woods really, you know, all day long and have a fantastic time. But you know, stay away from parks, you know, grass-led parks and stuff. So it's about identifying exactly what's triggering you personally.
So is there a cure for it, or is it just that you can find ways to manage it?
Both. There's management through, obviously, over-the-counter antihistamines, nasal sprays. Cure, you're looking at, you know, there's immunotherapy now in this country. It used to be called an allergy shot, as in an injection. So people were a little bit afraid of that. But it's actually now, medicine has come on so much now. It's a tablet under the tongue every day for 3 years. I think anybody that really, really struggles with bad hay fever, the only route from them is through medical help. So to go and see a consultant, to go and see your doctor. Don't try and treat it yourself, because you're never going
to get
there.
You need to get an expert help. Okay, we'll get to some of our listeners' questions. Joyce, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter is 57, a lady. I've had typical June hay fever since about the age of 10. It became more manageable in my 40s, but suddenly at the age of 50, I've started to get really bad symptoms again, but at different times of the year. Now it's every mid to late March. I'm utterly miserable for about 4 to 6 weeks. It mainly affects my eyes. It's the endless streaming. Nothing seems to work. The symptoms are only mildly alleviated using medication. I've used Telefast 180 and is it Optinol, the eye drops? Is there any point in trying to figure out what this new trigger is? Will I outgrow it? Is there anything else I can take? We do live surrounded by silver birch trees.
Yeah. So this is a great question. And obviously, this lady has been atopic as such her whole life, but it's come and, you know, comes and goes and comes in waves for her. What I would suggest is to start with an allergy test, identify that trigger. Then what she will do is then, you know, if she came to us to the allergy clinic, we would refer her to a specialist in whatever she's suffering with, where her, so it sounds like it's respiratory, we would send her to a respiratory consultant for treatment. It sounds like she's never actually received medical treatment. She's always tried to combat it herself with the over-the-counter medication. So that's kind of like putting a plaster on a big, huge, gaping wound. It's not going to heal it and it's not going to cure it. It's just going to mask the symptoms for a little while. What this lady is experiencing is that it's really affecting her quality of life. And she's probably coming through life now where she's nearly dreading March or April because she's like, this is miserable. So it's about identifying exactly what her trigger is. It could be that silver birch tree that she lives around, or it could be the animals in the house. It could be the dust mite that she's sleeping with at night in bed. It could be the mold in the house that she's in. Okay. It could be grass pollen. So let's figure out what the exact is and we go from there.
Now, this listener has a 5-year-old boy who has hay fever. We give him liquid antihistamine in his water every day. Is there anything more that we should do to help him?
Absolutely get medical advice on that. Any child, any parent, it's like anything. Do not medicate your child without without proper medical supervision. So absolutely speak to your GP. See if, you know, if the GP feels a referral to the allergy clinic is necessary, we bring the child in. We'll do an allergy test. Giving a child an antihistamine, absolutely no way without knowing exactly what the trigger is there. So with children, it's very specific what we test for. You absolutely need to know what their driver is and only treat that. So no to antihistamine just on, oh, he has a runny nose. Yeah. Absolutely not. Okay. Go to the doctor.
This listener is wondering if there's any truth to this. If you sting yourself with nettles, does it bring out your natural antihistamine?
No, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, don't try it if you're just tuning into us until we get the answer for you.
I think that's probably for a horticulturist to decide.
Yeah, okay. This texter, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Joyce Clegg today. I've suffered with hay fever for a long time. I've used all of the typical over-the-counter medications as well as some prescription medication. I've been put on, is it Grazax? I've been on it for 3 years at this point. I've noticed no decrease in the symptoms whatsoever. So any advice on where I go from here?
So the advice that I would give to that person is go back to whomever prescribed the Grazax in the first place. With rhinitis, allergic rhinitis or hay fever as such, rhinitis can be allergic in nature or indeed non-allergic in nature, and it can be mechanical. So what I mean by that is if you have all of those symptoms of hay fever, your runny congested nose, your runny eyes, blocked nose, that can be, yes, it can be allergies where Grazax can be indicated as an immunotherapy for that. But if it's not allergy related, it can be mechanical. So it can be non-allergic rhinitis. So that's your how your structure, how your nose and your United Airways are structured in your body. So you still need treatment for that. It's not necessarily Grazax. So again, back to whomever prescribed the Grazax and have that conversation.
Listeners wondering, Joyce, about any particular food or drinks that might actually make your hay fever symptoms worse.
It depends on what you're allergic to. So, yes, like if you have hay fever and you are, you know, say we would see people then that would have allergies to certain foods and stuff like that, you're piling in. It's like a volcano. So if you're kind of you're out and you have allergic rhinitis, hay fever symptoms and you have food allergies and you're sitting in a picnic and you're having it all at the same time, you know, your body is taking it in. It's gurgling up like a volcano and it's going to burst.
So it might not be that any particular drink or food is making the hay fever worse. It could be a separate allergy.
Exactly. Completely different. Treated in a completely different way.
Catherine says, I was diagnosed with rhinitis, allergic to dust mites and cats, currently taking a prescription. Is it Rhinospray? It's not enough, though. I still feel that I'm constantly sniffing.
Yeah, she will be because there's measures with cats. Cats are a funny one. If she's living with cats, she's kind of never getting away from it. So it's kind of like that's a really, really tricky one with a cat. We would never tell anybody to get rid of their pets, but certainly, again, she would need treatment for that. With the dust mite, that's a whole other issue. That is something that the dust mite is actually a living, breathing organism. He's part of the spider family. And he lives predominantly in our mattresses. And at nighttime, when we relax and we go asleep, our airways are most relaxed. The dust mite travels through the mattress, down our nose, into our lungs and he defecates in our lungs. That's his goal. It's the protein in the poo, excuse me, that we are allergic to. So unless, now not to frighten anybody, you can't see these guys like they're minute, like you can't see them at all to the naked eye, but they need treatment. If you are lying down in your bed every night with something that you are allergic to, you are going to feel miserable every morning when you wake up. So again, identify that it is a dust mite allergy. Come into us in the allergy clinic. Our nurses are excellent. They'll take you through the protocols. They'll give you all the advice. It's, you know, it's there. It's just, it won't go away unless you treat it.
I think high histamine foods like alcohol and tomatoes should be avoided during hay fever season, suggests this listener. I don't know if that's...
No, again, don't avoid anything. Don't avoid anything unless you have an issue with it.
I had hay fever for years. Snorting water flushed my sinuses. I found that worked for me. Yeah. I used to get a steroid to stop it. I found it's coming on through my breath as well. Like some kind of a cloth can help stop the pollen getting to your nose, suggests John?
Well, I wouldn't say a cloth, but certainly a mask. I mean, we all know how to wear masks. So if you have a grass pollen allergy and you want to go out and walk and in the grass, wear the mask. Some people I would suggest as well, put a little bit of Vaseline around your nostrils.
Yeah.
Not inside the nostril, but outside, just to act as a barrier that the pollen doesn't come up through your nose. The nasal wash is excellent as well. So it's trying those different things.
Okay. Well, look, hopefully that will help for some of our listeners today. If you or somebody in your house is dealing with hay fever, Joyce Clegg, CEO of the Allergy Clinic. Joyce, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.